This is Living the RV Dream, episode 203 for Friday, August 6th, 2021.
I'm riding,
riding, riding,
riding in my RV,
my RV,
wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers, hello fellow pelican heads, and happy travelers around the world, full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, weekend warriors, work. Welcome, welcome one more time to the show. Today, coming to you from the Buckeye State. I just arrived here in the outskirts of Toledo, Ohio, and that's pretty much what I'm going to do tomorrow here, you know, in the afternoon. I really do have a lot of work to do with the videos and things like that. But I'm gonna meet up with the Hanf brothers, which you probably met in the video we did. I put a picture of them, and they came visit, and we went to the original Margaritaville, and that was the video in which we went to Put-in Bay two years ago here in the summer in northern Ohio, and then we're continuing east, and of course we're gonna have a meetup in Cleveland, and once again our friends the Forest from Ohio, from here from Ohio, they're organizing that. It's going to be at North High Brewing, but the North High Brewing here in Cleveland, and it's going to be at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, August 10th, I drove about 10 hours today, you know, not altogether 10 hours driving. It was probably 7 hours driving, and then, you know, but you have to take breaks here and there, and it felt like a lot more. And this morning I was in Iowa, and today I'm in Ohio. And let me see if I can find the address for that brewery, just in case you're in the Cleveland area and you want to show up and have a good time with us. Yeah, it's North High Brewing, Ohio City. They have several. Of course, the original was in North High Street there in Columbus, where we did the meetup 2 years ago. But this one is in Cleveland, Ohio. The address is 2814 Detroit Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44113. And we're going to be there around 6:30 p.m., and let's have a meetup, you know, let's share some IPAs and stories from the road while we can. And I was going to tell you what I've done this week, and it's been an eventful week, let me tell you. What a great time we've had in Iowa. And of course, we left the Winnebago Grand National Rally last Thursday. You saw that video, I posted it on Wednesday. And if you haven't seen it, check it out. It's a long video. I kind of did it more to document the event. It's more than as a travel video, but you know, it was a nice event. Everybody had a great time, I think, and it's one of those that I might be going back year after year. Maybe not every single year, but often. And as a Winnebago brand ambassador, you know, it's cool to be there. And we did an event. We did a kind of like a conversation, like a meetup. I think I spoke about that on the last one. In any case, we arrived at last Thursday at the Onawa Blue Lake KOA, and we did a quick trip to Sioux City, which I wanted to go into South Dakota, because you know, we're right there, and one more state for Ely to say that she's been on. So we went to South Dakota, and then on the next day we went down to Omaha. We didn't do a whole lot in Omaha, and some things have changed, like that park with the fountain that I visited. They're building some condominiums there or something. They there was some office headquarters there that they tore down. But you know, I went to the same brewery. That you know, it's the Upstream Brewing Company right there in the old market section, and you know, we had an Omaha steak, which maybe wasn't like the best place for the Omaha steak, but last time I was there I liked it, and it was good. It was a good steak. And we went to the Bob Carey Pedestrian Bridge, which is part of the National Park Service, and it's one of the few pedestrian bridges between two states. So, you know, I took that iconic picture, you know, with one foot in Nebraska, one foot in Iowa, and what can you do? You gotta do the touristy things, right? Other than that, what else did we do? Oh, we went to, from there, we started the trip back east, and of course, I wanted to go back to Des Moines. You know, third time's the charm, right? Do the Des Moines meetup, and we did do a Des Moines meetup. But before then, I wanted Ely to see part of the same trip that I did 2 years ago in this area. So we went to see some of the bridges of Madison County, made famous mostly. I mean, they were famous before, but when once that movie came out with Meryl Streep and Clint Eastwood, they really became more famous. And that town, Winterset, is a quaint little town, of course, and I happened to be there. So they decided to start doing some renovations on the courthouse. So everything is under construction, is that kind of thing. But and that restaurant from the movie, when I was here 2 years ago, I couldn't go in because it was closed on that day. I think I happened to show up on a Monday and the restaurant was closed. And now, because of COVID, they have been closed indefinitely. So that's a kind of a bummer because, you know, I wanted to recreate that scene in the movie or whatnot. I don't even remember the scene in the movie. But in any case, Des Moines, we stayed at this park just east of town called Yellow Banks Park. Very nice. A very nice park, very nice area right there on the banks of the Des Moines River. Some hiking trails. I went for a bike ride on the e-bike. And you know, we did our meetup at the Iowa Tap Room. I mean, the first day, Ely and I kind of went scouting the area into town, and we went. There's a pedestrian bridge, I believe it is called the Women of Courage Bridge or something of the sort, and I can't remember. I can't believe I can't remember the name of the place, but oh boy, where? Yeah, my internet here. It's kind of slow, even though I have like three sources of internet in this RV. Sometimes it doesn't want to cooperate, and today's one of those days, believe me. So it's one of those cities that is really coming along, and it's very nice. We went to we went to the Ray Asian Gardens, which is it has like a Japanese garden and a pagoda there, very very nice. We also stopped by the World Food Prize, the Hall of the Laureates, and it has a very nice garden there with two sculptures, and it's a historic building here. Of course, another iconic place in Des Moines is the Papa John's Sculpture Park, which has all this modern art sculpture. It's really a cool place. It kind of reminds me of that sculpture park they also have in Minneapolis. And by the way, it was great to meet again with Steve and Karen. And of course, Steve and Karen hosted me here last year when I came. And he almost let me boondock at his place. I decided to keep going. But if you see the video of Des Moines from last year, you know, we went to that Cuban place called the Ceviche Bar, which is actually in Des Moines. Who would have thought there would be a Cuban restaurant in Des Moines? But there is, and it's a very cool town. And Karen kind of compared it to a miniature Minneapolis, and it kind of is. There's a lot of young people in the downtown area. It's very gentrified, so it's kind of a vibrant city. Lots of breweries, lots of restaurants, lots of things to do in that sense. So it's a cool city. And then, of course, the day after we went to the before we did our meetup at the Iowa Tap Room, Steve, I don't know how he did it, but he contacted his state legislator, his representative for his district, and he got us a private tour of the cupola of the Iowa State Capitol. And that's something that only they can do. It not even like nobody else can arrange that, just the congressmen and the senators. And actually, he's a representative, Representative Carter Nordman, super nice young man, and he took us, he gave us basically a private tour of the Capitol buildings, and the Capitol building. We went into the chamber, the House chamber. We couldn't go into the Senate, but we went into the old courthouse where they do the caucus there. And of course, if something that nobody else gets to do, we get to go into the governor's office, I even got her business card. She wasn't there, of course, but that was really cool. They didn't allow to take video there, but they took a couple of pictures to prove it. I'm gonna post them on Instagram. I haven't posted a lot of those pictures yet. And by the way, as you probably know, if you watch my video from 2 years ago, the Iowa State Capitol, it's probably one of the most beautiful ones in the nation. It's like this Italianesque palace, if you will, and the decoration, the murals inside, the ceilings, the lamps, everything is exquisitely decorated, and the cupola, it's Goldfield, it's Goldfield, is that the proper term? It's a 23.5 carat, very thin layer of gold on the cupola and on many of the accents inside the Capitol building. It's really a work of art. That building, and I want to thank the senator for the senator. I keep calling him the senator, Carter Nordman for making that happen, and also Anna Hartzog, the constituent director for letting us in the governor's office. That was quite a treat, and. And this time I didn't get a chance to tour all the statues on the outside, but it was kind of hot. Actually we went back to the RV and took a nap, and then we came back to the Iowa Tap Room, and that was one of the it was 10 of us there at the Iowa Tap Room, and but such a nice crowd. Everybody's so friendly, and Steve did a fantastic job preparing it. He put pictures of Ilya and I, and welcome Ilya and Robert, actually we did two prizes. The person who came the farthest got a free CD autographed, and the person who was representing the most, it was like a second prize. One gentleman who had the Fly Pelican Fly T-shirt, so that was really cool. Even Steve printed some pictures of us for us to autograph. And Steve and Karen, thank you so much if you're listening for that. That was very special. That was very special. And then, of course, on the next day, was that yesterday? Oh, it's a blur. In any case, Illy flew back to Miami. She wants to, you know, take care of the house, see Brian. And she's going to be there for a couple of days. And then, you know, I decided to continue east, which is the plan. And the idea was going to be to make it a lot farther east. But I decided to spend the night at the world's largest truck stop, which is Iowa 80. Right there on I-80, it's a TA truck stop, but it's the world's largest. I guess, they have all kinds of facilities, huge store. They even have, like, all kinds of truck parts and things. And I even think they have a movie theater and a few restaurants. And they have, of course, the Iowa 80 Trucking Museum. And that's the real gem of this rest area, because they have all kinds of trucks, some very unique ones, some on loan, and some of them are beautifully restored. I mean, it's free to enter, but they do request like a voluntary donation. You know, I gave him $5 because I thought it was totally worth it. It was probably worth more than that, but that's what I had, a $5 bill. So definitely, if you are cruising east-west on I-80 in Iowa, eastern Iowa, check out the world's largest truck stop. That is just west of Davenport, which is the Mississippi River, which is what I crossed. That was yesterday. Was it yesterday? It was this morning. This morning, last night I slept there. It was actually also the first night that I slept boondocking in the new trailer with the slide in, because the RV sides are kind of tight. So there was no way to open up that slide, and I survived. I survived. I managed to kill my 300... I didn't kill it. Okay, to be fair. But I managed to bring my 320 amp hour battery down to 20%. I'm hopeless. You can give me a million amp hours and I'll figure out a way to spend them. Yeah, I did run the air conditioner for about 2 or 3 hours. No, not even 3 hours, about 2 hours. I ran it, and actually this was probably irresponsible of me. I turned it on when I went to the restaurant to eat, so it would cool down, and I probably, you know, wasted that 1 hour of air conditioner that I could have had while I was in the trailer. And then all night, I went to sleep really late last night. That's why I'm kind of tired today too, because I spent all night, not all night, but until midnight, well past midnight, finishing up this Sunday's video, which is going to be Pelicamp. I wanted to do Pelicamp in one long video, but I didn't have time to finish it. So you're going to get Pelicamp in two parts. And it's basically the video coming this Sunday is the part that we did ourselves. And the video coming next Sunday is going to be whatever transpired in this year. Well, we actually hired some professionals to do the rest of the work, to do the rest of the clearing, the well, the septic, and of course the power. Actually, the one thing we did ourselves, and ourselves, I'm using the term loosely here. It was mostly Rob and Seth Lemons, by the way, if you're listening, thank you so much for that. And yeah, I was kind of holding the sticks while Seth and Rob did the rest of the work. I did do a little bit. I opened with a pole digger. I opened a few holes on the ground. In any case, yeah, that video this Sunday, I hope you enjoyed it. It's going to be the first public video I do about Pelicamp. And then on the second part, we'll wrap it all up. And then I might do like a long version, as I usually do. So that's basically it, and that's where I am today here in Toledo, Ohio. Tomorrow we're going to Tony Paco's, and I think I'm gonna get even a tour of the restaurant. I know our friends, the Hanf brothers, they kind of arranged that for us. And then we're going to Cleveland, and we're gonna have that meetup that I told you at the beginning. And of course, Jim Forey, you probably know him already from my videos. He eventually stepped up and decided to put it together, to reach out to the breweries. And let me tell you, it's not easy. A lot of the breweries were like, no, we don't want to do it. We don't want to deal with that kind of thing. Luckily, Gavin of North High came through and he agreed to do it. So that's all that's transpired. Let me tell you about the new trailer. Besides the batteries and being able to run the air conditioner on batteries, being able to run the air conditioner while I'm recording the podcast, that's got to be the best undocumented feature of this RV. This air conditioner, the Truma Aventa, and I'm sure you're getting all the press releases. It's kind of silent. It's a really cool air conditioner. Cool, pun not intended. Now for some of your voicemail.
Thanks, Robert. Appreciate your videos. Love your content. You're the reason we bought a travel trailer. Just appreciate it, man. Roll Tide.
Hey, thank you. Where's my commission? I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, of course. But I'm so glad that you're getting into the RVing lifestyle. That's really cool.
Hi, Robert. It's Dylan here from the Rare Toronto area in Pickering. And I have a few questions for you today. My first question is, I don't know if you should continue with the trip with the Delta variant now taking hold in the U.S. And my second question is, where is the M21 meetup taking place in September? And my final question is, when you go back to Miami, are you planning to take I-95 or take I-75 down to back to Miami? Yep, and today is Saturday, July 31st, 2021, and by the time you're hearing this, it'll be Friday, August 6th, 2021. And I hope that you have a wonderful day, and see you guys at 6 p.m. Eastern on Friday, August 6th at the live stream. That will be 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Central. And also, Robert, see you at Yonkers Copycat on Monday. Bye, everybody!
Hey, Dylan, thank you for your message, for your weekly message here, and if all goes well, if I have internet, of course, we'll have tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern, and about the pandemic, about Delta Plus, I'm monitoring, and we'll see what happens. And about going back to Florida, I'm probably going to go back if I don't even know. I haven't been able to find a campsite for the Hershey RV show, and which is in mid-September. I haven't been able. I don't know. I'm gonna have to call Winnebago, see if they have like something they can do for me, because nothing. Every single campground in the Hershey, in that whole area, I even looked like 50 miles away. Everything is fully booked for that week. In worst case scenario, I'll do like only like two nights, and I'll boondock at the parking lot. They charge like $50 to boondock at the parking lot, but I might do that. And then the M21 meetup is in Michigan, and it is let me check because I forgot exactly where it is. You know, as I say, of all the things I've lost, it is my mind I miss the most. And it is going to be held at the Lake of Dreams campground that is in Merrill, Michigan. And I don't know if they still have availability for this meetup, but it's going to happen on the 24th, 25th, and 26th. Today, I can't pronounce that number. I don't know why. Of September 2021, if all goes well, if all goes according to plan.
Thanks, Robert, for your videos. They're great, and it inspires us to get out and hit the road.
Thanks, Robert. We really like you a lot. Keep going. Keep safe.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you always for watching. And if it wasn't for you guys who watch the videos, you know, I wouldn't be able to make them, because it is through all those views on YouTube that I'm able to make an income and reinvest in the channel and travel and film it and edit it and upload it for you guys. And I really enjoy doing it.
Hi, Robert. John Wright here, Phoenix, Arizona. Retired detective lieutenant, Kansas City area, and Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're our favorite. We've been following you for a year now. Next year, we're planning on moving to Florida. We'll find a base camp, like a tall condo in Daytona, South Beach, twin tower condos on the Halifax River. Anyway, when we move to Florida, we plan on meeting up with you. We will use Florida as a base camp, as we want to move to Portugal or Spain. Best of luck. Keep up the great videos, and we'll watch them all. Thank you.
Thank you, John. And yeah, lovely area, Daytona Beach, there with the Halifax River. And yeah, hopefully when I'm back in Florida, we're going to be able to do another meetup, or do meetups periodically from time to time. And I'm looking forward to meeting you and everybody else. You know, it's always great to put a face together with a name, because it makes it real somehow, right? And let me know about Portugal and Spain, because I do want to go to Spain most likely next year. So yeah.
Hey, Robert, just wanted to let you know, here from Chandler, Arizona. Victor and Fahima, we love you. We are always watching you on YouTube while we work, and you have inspired us to literally buy an RV and go out traveling, kind of enjoy our 30s, and hopefully the rest of them as well. Many more to come. Much health to you and Illy, and hopefully we'll see you on the road one day. Take care. Much love.
Check it out. Hey, thank you. Thank you so much, Victor and Fahima. And good luck. Enjoy your 30s. And, I really got into this in my 40s. And I kind of feel, if I'm inspiring you and other people to to buy an RV and start traveling, exploring the country. That's how I felt probably around 10 years ago when I was inspired by you know, the people who came before me, you know, John and Kathy Huggins and the RV Navigator podcast. And who else was back there? Lolojo, they wrote a book. There was a video podcast called American RVer. And, you know, it was very, very old school, but they gave a lot of tips, a lot of interviews with they were more like the snowbird kind of podcasts. And John and Kathy Huggins were kind of snowbirds too. But those were the people who inspired me at the time. You know, of course, I wanted to embrace that full-time lifestyle, you know, retire as soon as possible and do that. And of course, you know, plans changed. And eventually I decided that I didn't want to do like the full-time thing, but travel as much as possible. And nowadays that a lot of us, a lot of people are working remotely, you know, it becomes... And the internet is becoming, it's still the probably the biggest challenge about long-term travel, at least for me, that I need the internet to upload videos and podcasts. But it's becoming more and more ubiquitous, pretty much everywhere. And it's doable now more than ever, especially after the pandemic. It's doable now more than ever to be able to work from the road and be location independent in that sense. And with that thought, I'm going to start wrapping it up because, you know, I'm gonna take a break here, maybe start editing part two of Pelicamp, and then tomorrow, exploring Toledo, Ohio. By the way, if you want to see some of the pictures of this trip, I usually post like 2 or 3 days behind on Instagram. Check out my Instagram, Traveling Robert. And if you want to know my whereabouts almost real time, if you become a patron or a member of the YouTube channel, I do almost, I haven't done it daily, but every other day I will do a live update from the road, telling you exactly where I am. And it's not live, but it's live on tape. You know, I record it and then I upload it and you see it like an hour or two later. So until the next one, thank you. Thank you so much for listening. And see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle. Because I'm free in my RV.